We continue our learning. We're in a darim perek dalid mishnah vav. Hamudar hana mechavero. Person who is mudar hana. Let's say Reuven took a neder that he's not going to get benefit from Shimon. Lo yashilenu v'lo yishal mimenu. Reuven is not permitted to borrow kalim vessels from Shimon. Why? Because he can't get any hana from him. Not only that, it says lo yashi lenu. Reuven also is not permitted to lend kalim vessels to Shimon as a gzera, because if we allow Reuven to lend vessels to Shimon, he, Reuven, may end up borrowing kalim back from Shimon, and therefore no one that even Reuven should not be lending to Shimon anything. Not only that, lo yilven of lo yilven mimenu. Halva is referring to money. Sheiler is referring to an object. So Reuven also can't borrow money from Shimon. That would be hana that he obviously is prohibited due to his neder, but he can't even lend money to Shimon as a gzera that he should not end up borrowing money from Shimon. V'lo yimkor lo v'lo yikach mimenu. Reuven is not permitted to sell something to Shimon. He's not permitted to buy something from him. And even to sell him something less than its value, we'll say, oh, he's going to end up not getting that much out of it anyway. That still is prohibited as a gzera that he may end up buying something from him also cheaply, and that way he's going to get hana. That's going to be prohibited. There is some discussion about this halacha. It sounds the way we're describing it now is that this is indeed an Isser Derabanan. Now, we have to keep in mind that we had a Mishnah in the third parak, Mishnah Yud Aleph. There, also you had a person who said that he's not going to get a benefit from all Jews. And we said he is allowed to have some type of buying and selling transaction where he doesn't derive benefit. Remember, we said he's allowed to sell for less and buy for more than the regular price. And we didn't have Gzera Derabanan. Why should we be more strict in our Mishnah? So the answer is because in our Mishnah, Reuven's neder only affects Shimon, and he's allowed to do business with anybody else. So to say that Shimon shouldn't have any business transactions with Reuven, and shouldn't have any, and Shimon shouldn't have business transactions with one another. Or in this case, we're saying that Reuven can't sell to Shimon nor buy from him. And as a gzera, why? What's the issue? Because let's say he sells it for less than the price. So Reuven ends up getting less than the regular price for it. So he's certainly not getting benefit from Shimon. Shimon ends up winning in this transaction. We said, no, Gezer Drabban. We didn't say that in the Perek Gimel Mishnah Yad Aleph when he took a neder upon everybody, because you can do business with other people. So, but in that Mishnah, we did not make Gezer. Why? Because you cannot do business with other people. Everyone's included. In our Mishnah, you know why we have the right to make Gzera? Because, okay, so Reuven doesn't do business with Shimon, he does business with Levi, or with Yehuda, with somebody else. So that's why in the other Mishnah, we said we didn't make any Gzera Derabanan. We said if you sell for less, it's going to be fine. You buy for more, it's going to be fine. That's not considered getting Hana. But here, we have the right to make Gzera because we say, okay, Reuven, do business with somebody else, not with Shimon. You'll say in the other Mishnah, we said, okay, you took a neder from all Jews, but we said Nachrim, non-Jews are not included. So the answer is we prefer that it's certainly not ideal to be doing business with non-Jews if we could preferably do business with Jews. So that's one way to understand the Mishnah. Others claim the Rush, in fact, holds in the Sugya on Mem Beis, Amid Beis, that the Mishnah here is different than the Mishnah there. The discussion here is not a Gzera Derabanan. The way we explain this, yes, it's true when it comes to lending and money or an animal. So we said like this, well, Reuven can't borrow from Shimon, because that's getting Hana. And he can't lend to him. Why? Because, well, that's a Gzera Derabanan that you may end up borrowing. We allowed you to lend. So says the Rush, that's true. That's a Gzera Derabanan. Don't lend because you may end up borrowing. But here, when we say that you're not permitted to sell or you're not permitted to buy, that's a result of the neder itself. And we're talking about something that's being sold at a regular price, at a fair price, where Shimon, and it doesn't matter whether Shimon is the buyer or the seller, he's certainly, in this case, Reuven is the buyer or the seller, Reuven is going to get some type of benefit from Shimon, and therefore that's a violation of the neder on a d'oraisa level. This is not a gzera d'rabbanan. If that's the case, then it's obviously very different than the Mishnah in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. And in fact, even our Mishnah, according to the Rosh, would allow one to sell at, if he's not selling it at a regular price, so then, and Reuven ends up not benefiting, so then maybe it would be okay, according to that explanation. Mishnah then says, Amar lo hashileni parasach. So here, the Gemara explains that we're not talking a mudar hana at all. It's a new halacha. We're talking about, once we discuss she'ela, lending in the ratio, we're going to discuss she'ela, lending here, borrowing objects. And what happened? Person said to his friend, can you lend me your cow? So Amar lo, ain't a pruya. And so he said to him, he says, no, I can't. It's not free. It's not available. It's in the middle of malacha. It's doing malacha for me. Amar konam sud. So what did the guy say? Konam sudi shani choresh bala olam. So what does he say? He got very angry. So let's say Reuven had asked Shimon, can you lend me your cow? Shimon said, I'm sorry, it's busy. I can't lend it to you. So you know, Reuven said, you know what? My entire field is ushered to you like a carbon. Or rather, he said, because you refuse to lend me your cow, you know what? I'm never going to, I take a neder that I will never plow my field with your para ever. And then Shimon lent him the cow anyway, after a week or whatever it is. Okay, the cow was finally available, and now he lent him the cow. So, but Reuven took an eder that he's not going to be choresh bala olam with that cow. So, imar yodarko lacharosh, if the borrower, in this case Reuven, typically would do the charish of the plowing himself and not through workers, through someone else, who asur v'chol adam mutarim. He is not permitted to plow his field with this para because he took an eder, but others can. His avadim, his friends are allowed to plow the field with that particular part, because when he took a neder, he only had in mind that he's not going to plow with that cow, because he's the one who normally does the plowing. But if it ain't Dakar or Lacharosh, but let's say he's not the one who typically does the plowing, he has work, he has polim who do so, then by taking this neder and konam sadi shani choresh bala olam, I'm not going to use your part to plow my field at all, by telling that to Shimon, that neder, huva chalada basurin, that includes him and other people. Why? Because since he typically is not the one who does the charisha, we assume his neder included not only himself, but everybody else as well, because they're the ones who typically do the work. Perek Dalid Mishnah Zayin. Hamudor Hana Mechaveru Ve'en Lo Mayochal. Here we have a case. Reuven is mudar hana from Shimon, and he got angry, and if for whatever reason took a neder, I'm not getting any benefit from you. But Reuven has nothing to eat, and Shimon feels bad because ain't no mayochal, he has no food, but he can't benefit him. So what should Shimon do to circumvent this problem? Holech etzel hachenvani. So Shimon should go to a storekeeper, to the shopkeeper, va'omer, and say like this: Ish ploni mudar mimeni hana. This guy Reuven is a mudar hana mimeni. I don't know what to do. I would love to have for him to have food, but I'm at a loss because he can't get benefit from me. So what happens now? The chenvani, hearing of what Shimon is saying, he feels bad for Reuven. So he, the chenvani, of his own accord, goes and gives mizonos from his shop, from his store, to Reuven. Uva v'notel mizeh. And then the chenvani comes to Shimon and takes the money from Shimon. And in this way, Reuven is permitted to get hana from these mizonos, but the chenvani is not Shimon shaliach. Shimon didn't say, tein mizonos to Reuven v'ani eparalach. He didn't say, oh, give mizonos to Reuven and I'll pay you back. So he's not his shaliach. And not only that, the chenvani can't force Shimon to pay him back. But if Shimon wants to pay him, he has the right to do so. We'll early in the Mishnah Beis that Shimon is allowed to be Porea Reuven's Chov, and this is not considered Hana. So since Reuven sort of has a Chov to the Chenvani, because Chenvani is giving Reuven food for free and Reuven has no money to pay for it, so Shimon is allowed to pay that Chov, and it's not a problem. But once again, it can't be that Shimon makes the Chenvani his Shaliach, and nor can the Chenvani force Shimon to pay. And this is not only true regarding mizonos, but even true regarding building someone's house and the like. Says the Mishnah, Achaya Beso Livnos, Gidero Ligdor, Sadeo Liktor. Let's say Reuven needs a house built, and he needs a fence put up, or he needs his field harvested. and he has no money to pay Poalim, and Shimbat, he took a neder that he can't get Hana from Shimon, so Shimon can go, Eitzel HaPoalim, Holech Eitzel HaPoalim, Omer Ish Ploni, Mudana, Mimeni Hana, Veni Demas, I don't know what to do. So what happens? So Heim Osim Imo, let the workers go with Ruvain to deal with the Malacha. They can do the Malacha, whatever is necessary that he needs, and Ubon Venotelin Ischamizeh, and then they come to Shimon and get paid. And Ruvain doesn't violate this neder, as we explained when it came to the Mizonos. We should be aware that there is an opinion that person who removes someone's claim, pays someone debt, is considered giving him benefit. How would he understand this Mishnah, and if that's the case? So we would say that it must be, and Tosus explains this, Bavakama Daf, Kuf Tesamad Aleph, and Tosus Yontif quotes that. Now you could say that the shopkeeper, the storekeeper, the Chanvani, didn't sell to Ruvain on credit. He gave him a complete gift. If he gives him a gift, it wasn't on credit, so then if Shimon wants, he could also give the Chenvani a gift of the same amount. And that would be the same thing in the case of the workers. If we say that eliminating a claim of debt is considered Hana, so it must be that the workers helped Shimon. It was completely voluntarily free of charge. So if that's the case, giving him you don't have to look at this as credit at all. If it's a complete gift, so then it's not a problem of getting benefit.